Good evening, everybody, and thank you all for coming. Obviously, the Torah world was shaken up very, very significantly on Shushan Purim this year with the loss of the Gadol Hadar, the Petira of Hagaon Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And shortly thereafter, we were offered an opportunity to hear from someone who spent a lot of time with Rav Chaim and grew very close to Rav Chaim over the years to be able to hear his perspectives from his interactions with the Gadol Hadar. At the time, I just jumped at the opportunity. I had never met Rav Pessin Shlita before, and I didn't know that much about him. But then, as soon as we put out the flyer that Rav Pessin was coming to the shul, I started getting texts from people. Do you know who's coming to your shul? This man has shas at his fingertips. This is a person who is who's a fantastic speaker. This is, I just started getting from all. You're in for a treat. All of these. Yes. So I just want to thank. Obviously, we're very excited to be able to have Rav Pessin here with us, and we're very grateful that he took time to be able to make a stop on his trip in North Woodmere to be ma'orer us to understand and to appreciate the godless of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And without further ado, Rabbi Pessin Shlita. Yeah, we can move this.
רשוס הרב שליטה, מר עדי אסרה, תלמידי חכומים, my old friends that I met here, and I'm so excited to see you guys, and new friends that I met Hashem we're going to make tonight. It's a tremendous privilege, it's a zchus, it's an honor to be here. Can we ask a provocative question here? You have permission from the Rav, a provocative question. Rabbi Yisai, are you aware of any gadol that lives forever? Did you ever meet a gadol that stays? There's no such thing. Did you actually think Reb Chaim is going to make it and he's going to continue with us forever and ever? The Rambam didn't make it. The Rambam was greater than Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai before the Rambam was even greater than the Rambam, and he didn't last. The human body cannot last. So what's the big tragedy? I hope this is not recorded. What's the big deal? A 94-year-old Gadol leaves us. And did you think he'll stay forever? And Baruch Hashem, Reb Chaim left hundreds and hundreds of descendants all going in his path, Derech HaTorah. He left so many Sfarim in all subjects of Torah. Agada vehalacha, hashkafa vehanhaga, esoteric stuff that no one else before him touched. And Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael learns his Sfarim right now and will continue to do so. Ad bias goyel tzedek bekorov beaminu venoimar omen. So what's the big deal? We didn't really think he's going to stay here forever. He was weak and he was frail. So what do we mourn? In a similar vein, how long was the first Beis Hamikdash? How long did it last? Not everybody together, one by one. First Beis Hamikdash, 410 years, correct. Second Beis Hamikdash, 420. You familiar with any physical structure, a building that is used today, which is 300 years old, 350 years old? Not a ruin, not a museum. A house that people live in and it's 350 years old. I don't think it exists. Homes don't last for 300-400 years. It's a pele that it did stay for so long. And yet we mourn for 2,000 years. We don't mourn the loss of the physical structure called Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was a dwelling place for the divine. And in its destruction, the Shekhinah is removed from us. So we lose that close, intense connection, relationship that we had with the Shekhinah. It's one step removed from us. An Adam Gadol, a Reb Chaim Kanievsky, is not only a Sefer Torah Chai, a living Sefer Torah. He is a dwelling place for the Shekhinah itself. Who told me the secret? Rashi. Sechet Shabbos Daf Nun Hayamud Aleph, Rashi says, Ad Shelo Nivna Mishkan, before the Mishkan was erected, the Shechina used to reside in Oyalei Tzadikim, in the tents of Tzadikim. Comes the Ran. Rabbeinu Aran in Drosh HaSaran and writes that after Beis Hamidrash was destroyed, the Shechina goes back to dwell in the homes of Tzadikim. So when Klal Yisrael used to go to 23 Rashbam in Bnei Brak, not only did we benefit from seeing a living Sefer Torah as Reb Chaim Kanievsky, it was like a mini Beis HaMikdash. The Shechina was there. And the Shechina is there in all the homes of Gedol Yisrael. But when he leaves, there is some kind of a distancing. That relationship is not in the same intensity level that it used to be. And that is what we mourn. So we all know Reb Chaim was a malach Elohim tzevakos. He was an angel. Shkoyach. What does that have to do with me? My name is not Chaim, nor is it Shmariyahu Yosef. I don't live in Bnei Brak. And I don't learn 25 hours a day. Reb Chaim used to learn 25 hours a day. He used to get up 1 hour earlier. So what's the shaykhus to me? What's the connection? So a 94 Godol in Bnei Brak passes away. Fine. You're telling me I'm supposed to feel bad about it. Okay? What do I take from it? In the next 6, 8, 12 months, maybe a little more, we're going to be bombarded, or we already are, with all kinds of mices. Pile ployim of mices. I'm telling you already now, some of them, a little exaggerated. Hopefully this is not recorded. Some of them, never happened. But there were unbelievable mices. But Emet Hashem tonight will try to share my personal experiences. So if I'm Neeman in your eyes, great. If not, you're in the wrong place. But the idea is to see what we can take from the fact that an Adam Gadol, a 94-year-old Maran Sara Torah, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, leaves us, leaves this world. How does it impact on us? And is there anything that we can do? I have a hergesh that Reb Chaim left us on Tesvav Adar and Purim. There's a reason. Our Purim, outside Yerushalayim, all over the world, Yudalet Adar on Thursday wasn't affected at all. We didn't know anything, everything was fine. Even in Yerushalayim, their Purim wasn't ruined because it only happened at 4 p.m. By then everybody's already drunk in Yerushalayim. It's the end of the day. So when we all heard, at 3:30 or so, start davening, all the Gabayim, all the Rabbanim said to themselves, well, we're going to shul in an hour and a half. Kavala Shabbos, you know what? Tonight, no speeches. Tell him. We're going to tear the heavens. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Grab him away. So we wouldn't be able to utilize our most powerful weapon called Koyach HaTfilah. Because when we do use it, it is so powerful. Rabbi Yoshiv was 92 and he had a major surgery. He really wasn't here with us anymore. But Klal Yisrael went to the shuls and we davened and we kept him here for another 10 years. Great 10 years that he produced so much Torah. So I think that could be there was a little missing of Simcha Sachag of Purim up there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, come Reb Chaim, enhance our Simcha of Purim. So he took him away from us, but he did it in a way that doesn't ruin our Purim. There's a chesed built in. But he also did it in a way that we won't be able to daven, because if we daven, if we, Klal Yisrael, go to Batei Medrashos and Batei Knesios and we daven, we have such a koyach to change the Metzius. And that is something we must remember. We have a tremendous koyach called Koyach HaTfilah. So since we mentioned Purim and since we mentioned Reb Chaim, let's learn a shtikl Torah from Reb Chaim. There's a big inyan to learn his Torah, as we'll see later. Aboisai, I'm warning you though. This is so sweet! You're not going to need to have dessert for 2 weeks. Go home and tell your wives, no desserts. It's so sweet. Listen to HaTorah of Reb Chaim. How many Jewish people went to the Mishte of Ahasuerush in the city of Shushan? Anyone knows? And if we went together, you know? How many people? Medrash Rabbah Esther, Parsha Zayin, Ois Yudches. It appears again in Yalkut Shimoni and Esther Remes Taf Taf Reish Nun Zayin. The Medrash says 18,500 Jews went to the Mishte of Ahasuerush. 60 years ago or so, a young man in Bnei Brak called Chaim Kanievsky looks at this medish and says, 18,500, where'd you get that number from? But when Chazal says something, it's perfect. Shechina medaberes migroinam. The Shechina speaks out of the throat of Chazal. So it's got to be precise. So Reb Chaim, the entire Torah is always in front of him. The entire Torah. So he takes a little piece from here, and he takes a little piece from here, and combines them together, and mixes it really well, and look what happens. Where was this Mishteh? Was it in the attic? It was in the roof? It was in the basin? Where was the Mishteh? It was only last week that we read the Megillah. Where was it? Chatza Ginas Bitan HaMelech. It was in the courtyard of the king. How big is a courtyard of a king? Eruvin Chavav Amud Aleph, we learn, Chatzar Melech, the courtyard of a king, is Beis Kur. Beis Kur is 30 Seya. What's the size of one Seya? 50 Yama by 50 Yama. How much is 50 by 50? Machinery. 2,500. 25 square arms. 2,500. But we said 30 Seya. 2,500 times 30? 75,000 square arms. True? 75,000 square. That's the size of the courtyard of a king. How many people can fit there? Sukkah Taf Zayin Amud Beis. Gavra Be'am Sayasiv. Gavra, a person occupies the space of one Amma by one Amma. But wait a second. When Achashverosh calls you to eat, he's not going to give you a one Amma by one Amma because you can't even raise your arm to grab the fork. He's got to give you a little more space to raise your arms. That's 2 by 2. So 2 by 2, that's 4 amos, that's what one person occupies. If you have a space of 75,000 square amos, and one person occupies 4 amos, how many people can you fit in? 75,000 divided by 4 is 18,000? 750. Uh-oh, Houston, we have a problem. We said, Chazal tell us, there were 18,500 Jewish people that came to the Mishnah, not 18,750. 200 people. 250 people are missing in action. Where did they go? In the Megillah it says, Ve'abed chamesh me'ois ish. They killed 500 people. Who were they? It says the Targum on that Pasuk, they were Amalekim. So it's a mitzvah. Machotim che es zecher Amalek. Who gets to do this mitzvah? Not the people who went to the Mishteh, because in Megillah Yud Beis Amud Aleph we learn, because of them, all the problems started. Mordechai said, don't go. And they said, yes, we will. So who gets to do this mitzvah of erasing Amalek's name? The tzaddikim from Mordechai's party. How many people were there? Yerushalmi Soita, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, the Yerushalmi says, you have the Megillah Soita, and you have to erase the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Isha Soita. But how many letters do you erase and it's considered your yoyset? You fulfill the mitzvah, says the Yerushalmi, 2 letters. Oh, we see from here the mitzvah of mechia, erasing, is done by erasing 2. If that's the case, we know another mitzvah called mechia, erasing Amalek's name. Apparently that is done by erasing 2 as well. So if you erased 500 Amalekim, how many people were required in order to do that? 250! Perfect! Each one erases 2. And that's why the Medrash says only 18,500 people came, because Achashverosh made enough room for 18,750 people to come, but 250 said, no, thank you, no. I have something better to do to erase Amalek's name. You see, Chazal's words are perfect. But you see more than that. The entire Torah is always open in front of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and he takes from the Bavli and from the Yerushalmi, from the Midrashim, and from whatever his wheels are turning, and the Mamish Moiradik. Moiradik. You know, 6 years ago, Erev Pesach, Mamish 6 years ago, I live in Beit Shemesh, I went from Beit Shemesh to Bnei Brak, and I traveled with my son. Reb Chaim, Erev Pesach, does a siyum. He's a Bechor. So, I think most of you will agree that most people who need to fast on Erev Pesach go to the shul to hear somebody else's siyum. If you're lucky enough, you're smart enough, you do your own siyum. Tainis. Maseches Megillah, maybe. Not good enough for Reb Chaim. So he does a siyum on the entire Torah. Entire Torah. What does that mean? Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi. Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Brura, Zohar, Midrashim, and a few other things I can't say. He started this when he was 17 years old. He stopped when he was 94. That's 77 years of Asiyum and the entire Torah every single year. So that year, 6 years ago, Erev Pesach was Friday night, Leil Shabbos Kodesh, and I traveled with my son Thursday night. It's about 12 hours before his great Siyum. He's going to do Friday morning. So on the way, my son tells me, Abba, why don't you ask him how many times you finish Shas? I told him, I can't ask this type of question. What are you talking about? I can't ask this type of question. He says to me, why not? Ask him. I said, I can't. He insists, I insist. But then I said to myself, why not? I can blame the kid. So we go inside and I said, Rebbe, my son wants to wish the Rav a Mazel Tov for the great Siyum tomorrow. But it comes with a Shaila. My son wants to know, how many times did the Rav finish the Shas? Reb Chaim says to me, Ani lo oseh cheshboines. I don't do calculations. I don't give up. Rebbe, I'll call upon him, at least you finish 101 times, right? He says to me, Ani lo zocher. Achidish! Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, I don't remember. So we go outside and I tell my son, you know, Chazal tell us, even sicha schulin of Talmidei Chachamim tzricha Talmud. You have to analyze when a Talmid Chochem says. Says something, there's something in it. And I told him, I think there's an unbelievable yesod here. You think when you go upstairs, Reb Chaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after 120, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the chart and says, whoa, only 67 times you finish us out! It doesn't work like that upstairs. They're going to ask us, did you learn my Torah? Did you enjoy it? Wasn't it sweet? Did you try to retain what you're learning? That's what it's all about. Enjoy the process and try to retain what you learn. Who cares how many times you finished it? For Reb Chaim Kanievsky, to write every year, on Erev Pesach, I finished this and this is the date. Those 5 seconds is bitul zman. And if you add these 5 seconds together with the next 5 seconds next year and the year after, that's 3 minutes over his course of 94 years, which he could have learned a few more Omar Abaye and Omar Rava. And that's bitul zman. Who cares how many times you finished if you didn't enjoy it? And who cares if you finished it very few times, but you loved it and you tried to enjoy and to retain what you learned? I was once there with an 8-year-old. So he goes over to Reb Chaim and he says, Arav, ani rotze bracha liyot tzadik, ani rotze liyot talmid chochem. Want a bracha, I want to be a talmid chochem, I want to be a tzadik. Reb Chaim told him 3 words which are carved on my heart. I think they're so powerful that we must apply them in all areas of our lives, and how much more so in Torah. Reb Chaim told him, Im tirtze, tihiyeh. That's it. If you really want to be a Talmid Chochem, you're going to be one. What does that mean? I'll give you 100 brachos, and you're never going to open a sefer. You think you're going to be a Talmid Chochem? You think you're going to be a tzaddik? And guess what? I don't give you any bracha, and you don't stop learning. You're going to be a giant Talmid Chochem and a giant tzaddik. What does that have to do with me? So I don't give up. I said, Rebbe, I'll call upon him. I don't think a bracha from you can hurt. So he gave a bracha. But I think these are key words, im tirtze tihiyeh, which means we have to have she'ifus, we have to have aspirations. And then you have to strive to attain those she'ifus, you have to set goals. And if you want to, and you daven for it, you get siyata dishmaya, tihiyeh, you will be able to succeed. But we need to want it. I was there once with an 8-year-old. So he told Reb Chaim, he just started learning Chumash. So Reb Chaim says, which Chumash did you start? What parasha are you learning? He says, Bereshis. So Reb Chaim asks him, so why does the Torah start with a beis? You can say the same thing without the beis. Reshis bara Elohim shamayim baretz. Kodesh Baruch Hu created at the beginning. Heaven and earth. Reshis, in the beginning. Superfluous beis, so why do you say Bereshis? What'd you gain? The kid is confused, he's puzzled. He's 8 years old, he doesn't know. So Reb Chaim looks at him and he smiles and he gives him a candy. And Reb Chaim always used to give candies to kids because that's the way to get him in. Sugar! And Reb Chaim smiles at him and he says to him, Beis is two. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created 2 worlds in the beginning. If you're good in this one, you get to go to the next one. And he gives him another candy. Many times I came there with autistic kids. Many times I was present with other people. Parents brought their autistic kids. And Reb Chaim will always stand. Last few years when he was so weak, he couldn't mamish stand, so he just did a hidu, just got up a little. Autistic child, 8-year-old, what are you getting up for? Godol Ador! Reb Chaim explained. The neshamos of tzaddikim are reincarnated in autistic children. Because sometimes the tzaddik has very, very little that he needs to rectify. So he comes down in a body that he can't do anything wrong. He's exempt from all mitzvahs. Can't transgress anything. But what he can do is suffer a lot of embarrassment and humiliations, and that completes the tikkun, and usually pretty fast. So many people, when they see an autistic child, they feel pity. Poor guy, poor parents. When Reb Chaim Kanievsky sees it with his pure eyes of Torah, he says, wow, a high level neshama of a tzaddik, I have to stand up. I once came, this is on video, I came into his house, and I have a whole big megillah of shalas that I want to ask. So his grandson tells me, go sit next to Reb Chaim. So I don't sit across from him, I sit mamish next to him. Reb Chaim is with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's learning. He's learning and writing his chidushim. Learning and writing his chidushim. Learning. So I see that I can stay here for a few hours. So I start. Reb Chaim is learning. I start moving my chair. I'm making a lot of noise. Reb Chaim, with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's learning to you. His son is in the room and his phone is ringing. Reb Chaim doesn't hear it. People are coming in and out. Reb Chaim is with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm breathing down his neck. Literally, I'm sitting right on top of him. Reb Chaim is with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He wasn't ignoring the fact that I'm there. He didn't know. How do I know? Because Baruch Hashem, after 10 minutes, Siyata Dishmaya, he had to flip the page. And when he did that, his eyes moved a drop to the right. Somebody's here. He had no idea. And the truth is, it's not surprising. You're reading a letter sent to you by Melech Malchi Amlochim. And he wants you to delve into it and to see how beautiful it is. So who cares that people are here and phone are ringing and somebody is coughing and breathing down my neck and chairs are moving? Who cares? I'm with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if there's anything that we can do to enhance our concentration when we learn, it's going to be gewaldic. Especially in our generation, it's always hard to concentrate for a long time. But with the advancement of technology, most people here have 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 devices right now in their pockets and another 25 at home. And there's the phone call and there's the WhatsApp and there's an SMS and email and fax, and it just doesn't stop. So commit. You have a 3-hour Seder, 1 hour, cell phone is off. You have 2 hours Seder, you do the math. You're smarter than me. Come up with a better plan, whatever it is. But try to enhance our concentration. So as if Reb Chaim's passing won't be a waste. We're all inspired. The last 2 weeks, we're hearing unbelievable mises. But what happens in another 2 weeks from now? We go back to where we were before. So we have to commit now, here and now, to enhance different areas in our lives. And then as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has what to gain, not only his own Simchas Purim, but he has what to gain from us, becoming better. So this is one side of Adam HaShalem, person who mamish reached completion in all areas. Is Ava Satoira, Cheshka Satoira, Amal Hatoira, Yegiya Satoira. But there's another side. I once asked him an interesting question. There's a Rav in a small town in USA that has a Siyum every Erev Pesach for everybody in town because he's the only one who can do a Siyum, and he exempts all the Bechorim from fasting. But this year, this Rav is Be'Avelus. An Avel can learn Torah. Yisrael Ne'emar, Yeshar, Pikudei Hashem Yesharim, Misam Chaylev. The Torah gladdens our hearts, and you can't be so happy when you're an Avel. So the Rav wants to know, can he do a Siyum this year to exempt all the people in town? He's the only one who can do a Siyum here. So Reb Chaim says to me, Yochol, Tzorech HaRabim. In other words, it's not just about your personal Shteigen in Torah. It's about what can I do for others. You know what it means, what can I do for others? The following happened to me twice. 3 years ago and 10 years ago. So twice in 7 years. I go in, had an appointment, and his grandson tells me, "So sorry, Saba is really not doing well. He's feeling terrible. He just went to bed." So I said, "Well, refuah shleima." He says to me, "But you know, wait a second." So he goes to Reb Chaim, and he tells him that I'm there. So Reb Chaim says to him to come in. I go into his bedroom, and he's in bed, covered with a blanket. 5 more seconds before he closes his eyes and go to sleep. And he says to me, "Yeah, what can I do to help you?" So I ask him my question, and he answers. But my brain is not Reb Chaim's brain. It's very, very tiny. So the answer doesn't sit well with me, and I start arguing. And instead of saying, "Excuse me, get out of here, I don't feel well," he answers me. And I go back and forth, until I finally, with my little brain, I'm able to understand what he says. A voice says, "Who does that?" I'm talking about a prime minister, a king, a mayor. The mayor call you into his bedroom when he's in bed, covered with his blanket? And that's just the mayor. In Gittin Samech Beis, Chazal say, "Man Malchei Rabbanon," he's a king. Mesirus Nefesh, all out. The same Ahavas Torah he exhibits in Ahavas Yisrael. You know why? Because it's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that commands you to come in tomorrow morning here and put your tefillin on. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that expects you to fast on Yom Kippur is the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that says, "Ve'ahavta l'recha kamoicha gmilus chasodim." Same thing, same mitzvah. So why prioritize one mitzvah over the other? So Reb Chaim sees a mitzvah, a chance to catch a mitzvah, jump! Jump on the opportunity. But there's another aspect to the Adam HaShalim. So you'll say, "Well, he learned Torah so much because he loved it. Stimulating. He enjoyed it. He helped people. It's good to help people. Tomorrow you'll be in the paper. Maybe when you need help, they will help you." But then there was the finger. I davened with him, I can't tell you how many times, hundreds of times. Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv. Always using his finger to watch word for word in the siddur, word for word. Not only in his private Shmoneh Esrei, in the Chazan's repetition. Why? Because every word counts. Could it be that you're sitting in a courtroom, the lawyer is speaking on your behalf, and you say to the lawyer, "You do what you got to do, and I'll do what I have to do." And you take out the paper and you start reading. Does that make any sense? Pick up the phone, you talk to your friend. The Ben Ish Chai writes that the tikkunim that are done in Chazal HaSashas are greater than the tikkunim done by our own private Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore, that's the reason they didn't cancel Shmoneh Esrei. Seemingly, we don't need Shmoneh Esrei. The Ikar HaTakana by Chazal was in order to help those people who don't know how to daven. So the Chazan is moitzi them. We don't need that today. We have a sitter if you don't know how to daven. You don't need the Chazan. Says the Ben Ish Chai, based on Kisvei HaArizal, that the tikkunim that are done by Chazal HaSashas are greater than your own private Shmoneh Esrei. So Reb Chaim is not only looking at his own private Shmoneh Esrei, but also when the Chazan doesn't want to miss every word. Understand that Reb Chaim Kanievsky knows Shmoneh Esrei by heart. I think most of us know, if not all of us know Shmoneh Esrei by heart. You understand Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who knows the entire Torah, knows Shmoneh Esrei by heart, and yet you don't want to miss a word. Your life is on the line. Refuah, shiduchim, parnasa, atzlacha, chinuch, everything you want in davening. So let's try to commit to enhance our davening a little more. So midas chasidus, to wash with your finger. But the Mishnah Berurah already writes that it's the right thing to do, it's proper, it's nachon v'toiv, to look in the siddur when the chazan speaks. So I think that's the Adam HaShalim. Torah, Ahavas Torah. Klal Yisrael. But in davening, you find the connection to Ribbono Shel Olam. Nobody's watching. It's you and Ribbono Shel Olam. I mean, I was watching. I was watching him the whole time. But that's when you really find the connection to Ribbono Shel Olam. Mano Amano. You know what was amazing? The speed with which he processed information. Sometimes they would go in with a big Megillah. There's even a person who's sitting here tonight who sent me with a couple of his questions. I'm not going to tell you who, but he's on my right side. And I go in with one of those questions, a question like his, and Reb Chaim scans my paper, scans. When he gets to the last word, boom, the answer comes out. And the answer was very relevant because sometimes I would challenge him. And he kept going back and answering based on what I said, so I know that he wrote it. But you know what it means, process the speed, to really process with tremendous speed. The Mashgiach in the Mir Yeshiva was Abnachum Partsovich. And one day he comes into the yeshiva, and two guys are sitting in front of their stender with the Gemara open, but they're not really learning. They're shmuzim. But as soon as they saw Reb Nachum, Tanu Rabbonon! Tanu Rabbonon! So Reb Nachum passes by them, and he sees that they're learning Maseches Nedorim. So Reb Nachum says, but wait a second. There is no Tanu Rabbonon in Maseches Nedorim. They told this maise to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And Reb Chaim says, he thinks for a second, he says, Reb Nachum is right. There is no Tanu Rabbonon in Maseches Nedorim. But there is that Tanu Rabbonon, Daf Chav Zayin, Amud Aleph. Pilei Ploim. They told this maise to Reb Shteiman Zatzal. And Reb Shteiman hears this maise and he's not impressed. Tell him, Rebbe, Reb Chaim Kanievsky just scanned Maseches Nedorim in a matter of a few seconds and you're not impressed. No. Why are you not impressed? So Reb Shteiman explained, and I'm going to use American terms to explain what he said. Did you ever go to Home Depot? How many items are on the shelves in the Home Depot? I think at least 300,000. Mistama, a little more. You go and you say to the guy, excuse me, do you have the, I'm looking for that screw, not the thin one, the thick one, you know, the tall one, 3/8, you know, the, yeah. Go to the fourth aisle, make a left and a right, a left and a right, on the fourth shelf, behind the green box, you'll find it. How in the world do you know this? 300,000 different items in this store. Not only that, he knows how much he bought it for and how much he's going to sell. He knows how much he bought it last year for and how much he sold it 6 months ago. How do you know? What do you mean how? Because this is his chiyus, this is his energy, this is his life, this is oxygen that he breathes. What's the shayla? Says the Shteiman, Shas Bavli in Yerushalmi is the Home Depot of Abraham Kanievsky. This is what he uses for air. This is his life, this is oxygen, so there's no pele. It's not a question, it's not surprising at all. That he knows that on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph Maseches Nedorim there's Det Tanu Rabbonon. And the savlanus that he had, ooh, the patience I saw, ignoramuses, midi rabbonon umidi oraisa, ame arotus lemehadrin min amehadrin, coming with questions, and I'm thinking, go ask your local Orthodox rabbi, why are you bothering Godol Hador with this type of questions, and little kids with their shalas. And Chaim answers everyone in the same manner with patience. Why? Because it's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu that told you to do Kiddush this Friday night, who's telling you, be nice to others. It's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you know what was amazing? Every single person that left that house had a big smile on his face. Smiling. Because what did they get? Many of them got a bua. That's bet, vav, hey, three letters. And most of them didn't even know what bua is. At least the first few years. What's bua? Until we figured out, oh, it's bracha v'atzlach and rashi tevos. And some, we're lucky, got the bracha v'atzlach, ashkoyach. That's why you came all the way from the States for a bracha v'atzlach? And yet, made people happy. What a smile they had. So let's commit. Right now. Make sure not even one day passes by. One day that you don't make someone, at least one person, happy or smiling. And don't do cheshbon ha-nefesh about this at 12 o'clock when you're going to sleep. This you have to think about in the middle of the day. Did I already make someone smile today? And if not, make sure you do. And if chalila, something happened, and at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock when you're by yourself at home, and your wife is already sleeping, you think, oh, wait a second, did I make someone smile today? So get out of bed and go to the kitchen. And if your wife is the one that throws out the garbage, you throw it out. And if the wife is the one that yells at you to throw out the garbage, so you throw it out before she yells at you. Or just write a little note and put it in your kid's lunch bag. Tomorrow he'll open it. He'll be so happy. My father thought about me. And again, you guys are smarter than me. So you'll come up with better ideas. But we must think about how to make people happy. Make them smile. What do you care? It doesn't cost you money. A guy once came to me. And he was kind of upset. You know, Reb Chaim had a very lengthy style in which he wrote his answers. Usually it was Ken or Lo. Sarich Yun as a way, so he's going to write Sadi Ayin. Ulai. So this guy tells me, you know, I wrote to him a whole big shtickle Torah, which I think is brilliant. I didn't see it, but that's what he said. And Reb Chaim writes me back, one word. Yitochen! Possible! Shkoyach. He was really upset. I told him, you don't understand, you're a millionaire! You got the biggest compliment in the world! You know what happened before Reb Chaim wrote that word, Yitochen? In those few seconds, he scanned Shasbarli and Yerushalmi, Sifra and Sifri, Tosefta and Baisos, Midrashim Zoyar, Shulchan Aruch Rambam, and Reb Chaim didn't find anything in Chazal that opposes your opinion. So it could be, Yitochen, that what you wrote is Emes Lamita. He did you a favor. He scanned the entire Torah. You're a millionaire. I don't know what it meant when Reb Chaim wrote Yitochen Shekein. I don't know. You have to be mefalper what it means if Yitochen is enough. You know, once a girl asked me to get a bracha for her. She was in Shiduchim. So I asked her, what's your name? She tells me, Liat Ariel. I said, uh-oh. Listen, do you really want me to go to Reb Chaim with his name? From my experience, he's going to change your name. Reb Chaim had unique shita. He didn't like modern names. She says to me, I want his Ruach HaKodesh. I said, Ruach HaKodesh. But this is now, when you're excited, in half a year, you're calling me, and you have an identity crisis, you're going to be crying. I want his Ruach HaKodesh. So I told her, listen, from my experience, he either tells me to pick a name, and you have no idea what I'm going to pick for you. Or he picks his own name. He can pick, and he did in the past. Many times he told me. He can pick Yente. He can pick Yachne. Do you want to get stuck with a Yente? Or he can pick something from his sleeve. For Pashta Shavua. So let's do this. Give me a few names that you like, and I'll present to him. There's less of a chance that you're going to get stuck with something you don't like. What names do you like? No, I want his Ruach HaKodesh. I said, Ruach HaKodesh, give me a name that you like. She insists, and I insist. I win. So she tells me, I like Chana. I said, Chana is very good. Good, give me another name. She says, stop, I want his Ruach HaKodesh. I said to her, give me another name. She says to me, Malka. I said, Chana and Malka, excellent names. Give me one more. She says, stop, I want his Ruach HaKodesh. I said, what do you care? You gave me already two names. Give me one more. She says to me, you know what? I really like Rochel, but don't tell him that. Stop. Chana and Malka is enough. I said, okay, fine. I go upstairs. Rebbe, there's a girl outside. She wants a bracha for a shidduch. What's her name? Liat Ariel. Ariel. Ze shem shel zachar. That's a boy's name, Ariel. Get out of here. Liat. En shem kaze. There's no name like that. So what do you want her to do? Just to switch her name. So before Reb Chaim has a chance to say his name, I said, well, Rebbe, she really likes Chana and Malka. So Reb Chaim says to me, but if her name was Liat, her real name is Leah. Because he always used to pick a name which is close, similar sounding to the original name, I guess to reduce, to minimize the identity crisis. So I tell him, but she really likes Chana and Malka. He says, but her real name is Leah. What can I do? I can't argue with him. I go outside. So I tell her, Mazel Tov, V'ikar Eshmech B'Yisrael, Leah. She says to me, Leah? Leah is my sister. I said, okay. I go upstairs. I said, Rebbe, her sister's name is Leah. Her sister's name is Leah? So she's Rochel. Leah and Rochel are sisters? I go outside and I said, you wanted Rochel? You got it. You wanted Ruach HaKodesh? You got that as well. A doctor from the States calls me. Calls me on a Tuesday, he says, can you get me in tomorrow to Reb Chaim? What's going on? So he says, my daughter is very sick. They found this bug. The body basically eats itself up. There's no known cure. One like that in the world. Doctors are clueless. They did all the tests and they all indicate that this is what she has. They just have one more test to go. I told my daughter, don't do it. Let me go to Eretz Yisrael, get a bracha from Reb Chaim, and then you'll do the test. Can you get me in tomorrow? I said, Emet Sesha. So he lands Friday, Wednesday afternoon, we go into Reb Chaim. I tell him, Rebbe, this doctor came especially from Chutz Lars to get your bracha. The matzav of his daughter, no good, and I explained the whole situation. We were the only ones in the room. Reb Chaim was in a special mood, and I was in a special mood. He grabs onto his own beard. I'm going to say it in Hebrew, and then I'm going to say translate in English. He says to me, Tegadel zakan, ve'abat shelcha tiyeh beseder. He tells the doctor, grow your beard, and your daughter will be okay. I heard him many times saying to people, grow your beard, but this was different. Such confidence. So I used Azus de Kedusha, /chutzpah. And I say, Rebbe, do you promise that you'll be okay? And I never used to use that language. And when I heard other people saying that, Reb Chaim always say, can't promise, what am I, a Navi? I can give you a bracha, I can't promise. And yet, I asked him, Rebbe, do you promise? So he tells me, Imu yagadel zakan, habat shelo tavri. If he will grow his beard, his daughter will heal. So I translate to the doctor and I say, are you mekabel this on yourself? And he says, yes. I tell Reb Chaim, Rebbe, he's mekabel. So Reb Chaim says to me, az hi tachlim. So she will heal. We go outside. He turns around, goes to the airport, goes back home. He calls me on Monday. He says, you're not going to believe what happened. Yesterday, Sunday, was the last test. The doctors are saying, not us, the family, the doctors are saying it's an open miracle. She has nothing, all clean. Ad kana kofe aleph. A year and a half later, he comes back to Eretz Yisrael. He asks me to get him in. He says, I want to say thank you to the Rebbe. It's the first time I'm in Eretz Yisrael in a year and a half. So we go inside and I said, Rebbe, I brought this fellow a year and a half ago. His daughter was in bad shape. You told him to grow a beard. Look, he grew his beard. And Baruch Hashem, the doctors are saying it's an open miracle. He came to say thank you. So with his broken Hebrew, he's trying to say Todah Rabbah, but Reb Chaim stops him. I'm going to say it in Hebrew, and then I'll translate. Reb Chaim says to him, HaTodah lo li, HaTodah la Torah, SheKatva velo sashchis espeas zekanecha. Thank you is not to me, but thank you is to the Torah that wrote, don't uproot your beard. Such anava, what does that have to do with me? Me? No, it's all the Torah. A fellow from England called me. Get me into Reb Chaim. I want to say thank you. So what do you have to do with Reb Chaim? He says, it's been 12 years since I was in Eretz Yisrael. And 12 years ago when I came, it was after 14 years of not having children. Reb Chaim gave a bracha on Baruch Hashem. We have 4 children. I want to say thank you. So we go inside and I said, Rebbe, this fellow was here 12 years ago after 14 years of not having children. You gave a bracha and it worked. Baruch Hashem, 4 children. One of them is here with us today. He came to say thank you. Before he has a chance to say thank you, Reb Chaim looks at me and says to me, it's meforesh bagemore. Al tehi birkas hedyot kala be'enecha. Don't let a bracha of a simpleton be unimportant in your eyes. So I tell him, Rebbe, kal v'chomer for the bracha of a tzaddik. He says to me, no, birkas hedyot, the bracha of a simpleton. So I use the same azus de kedusha /chutzpah from before, and I say, nine, Rebbe, nine. I told Reb Chaim, no. I told him, it says in the Medrash, listen to a language of Chazal. Unbelievable. Kol ma she'akodesh boruch hu oise af tzaddikim oisim. Ma HaKodesh Baruch Hu poiked akarois, af tzadikim poikedim akarois. Whatever HaKodesh Baruch Hu does, tzadikim do as well. Just like HaKodesh Baruch Hu gives babies to barren ladies, so too do tzadikim. Reb Chaim smiles and says to me, no, birkas hedyot, birkas hedyot. Anava. You know what anava is? There's a big discussion in the world. The Musarniks want us to learn a lot of Musa. And the opposing side doesn't want us to learn so much Musa. So when Reb Chaim is asked, should one learn Musar? He says, of course. The Mishnah Berurah already writes that one should learn Musar every day. So they tell him, do you learn Musar? Reb Chaim says, sure. So they tell him, no, you don't. We look at the Sfarim that you use. You don't learn Musar. He says, yes, I do. No, you don't. Yes, I do. What Sefer Musar do you use? So Reb Chaim says, look, I learn a lot of Gemara. A lot of Gemara. And the more I learn Gemara, I see how much I don't understand anything. That's the biggest Musar there is. That's the Godol Ador. So we all used, all of us used to go to Reb Chaim to get his bracha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened and accepted his bracha. Where does that come from? The funny thing about this question is the answer is one that Reb Chaim Kanievsky himself wrote about 60 years ago, is a young Avrech in Bnei Brak, not knowing that he's talking about himself in a later stage in life. He prophesied and didn't know what he prophesied in Sefer Ochos Yosher, Perechav Vav, a chapter called Ruach HaKodesh. He writes about his own father, the Statler, about his uncle, the Chazonish, and he says, you know, it's a funny thing. Sometimes I see two people come with the same question to the Chazonish, and he answers them totally different answers. HaKodesh Baruch Hu puts the right words in his mouth. That's the language of the Tosis in Eruvin Samech Dalet, Kidvar Hashem Befiv, the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes into the mouth of the Tzaddik, and I see that these two people come out of the Chazon Ish and they follow what he told them, and they both succeed. How is it possible? Reb Chaim writes, one who keeps his mouth in purity and he makes sure that only words of emes come out of that mouth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since he conducts his world in a midah keneged midah, measure for measure, Sanhedrin Tzadi Amud Aleph, he is as if forced to make sure that whatever that person says will turn into emes. He always spoke words of emes. Whatever he's going to say will turn into emes. Little did he know that he was writing this about himself. You want your brachos to be fulfilled? Speak only words of emes. We keep our mouth tahara and kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if, is forced to fulfill what we say. The sefer called Yaros Vash. Who's the Yaros Vash? Reb Yonison Eibshitz. Milanu Godol from Reb Yonison Eibshitz. Reb Yonison writes an unbelievable thing. When a tzaddik dies, his good midos are as if floating in the air, and they become hefker lakol. You know what that means? Imagine the president dies, the king dies, and his stretch limo out there becomes hefker, and whoever runs and grabs it first, it becomes his. And you can drive around saying to people, you know who used to drive this car before me? The king. Reb Chaim Kanievsky's midos are now hefker, which means each one of us can make a kinyan and own those midos. At least one of them, you can be machmir and grab more than one. But we spoke about so many different aspects of Torah. Of Ahavas Torah, Cheshkas Torah, concentration in Torah, Mesirus Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, Ahavas Yisrael, Anava, Divrei Emes, purity, Kedusha. It can become ours. And how long do you think you keep the car? 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, and you definitely don't take it to the next world, but the kinyanim that you can make on the midos of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, we can take it with us the entire journey here and take it to the next. You know, an amazing thing happened 4 minutes after I heard of his petira. 4 minutes, literally. I got an email. Somebody emails me and he says to me, you probably don't remember me, but 10 years ago you took me to Reb Chaim. I remembered him very well. And he says to me, please, I want to ask you, go to Reb Chaim and ask him the following. There's something that's really, really bothering me. So I reply and I say, I'm so, so sorry to be the one telling you, but just a few minutes ago, Reb Chaim left us. There is no more Reb Chaim. I'm so sorry. So he writes me back, you just punched me in the nose. I am so upset to hear that news. But I'm more upset. Why did I wait? This was bothering me for a year. Why did I wait? I could have heard an answer from Reb Chaim to my problem. And I think the Musa Haskell from that is unbelievable. Don't delay. You have a chance to get close to an Adam Gadol, to a Talmid Chochem, to hear a Das Torah. Don't delay. Chazal Darshan Apostle can say that Yudalet Amud Aleph, Chazal say, the Torah says, Ledov Kabo, you have a mitzvah, Eser Diraisa. To cling to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chazal say, what? That's impossible. Alo Hashem Lokecha Esh Oich Lahu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is compared to fire. How can you cling to fire? And Chazal say, cling to Talmid Chochomim, and it's counted as if you cling to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hashem, in this shul, is not a problem. We have a major Talmid Chochem. Cling to the Mara de Asra. You have a chance to cling to an Adam Gadol. Do it. Don't delay. When I hear the Hashkafa of Torah, the Das Torah, and whatever it is. There's a language in the Sefer Ochos Tzadikim. Tzadikim kol ma'aseihem bizrizus. The Tzadikim run to do things. Run, run. Don't delay. So what is left for us to do? Reb Chaim left such a treasure trove of Torah and so many different Sforim. And we can learn from his Torah. His Torah is so bright. There's a light that emanates from it. It's so sweet. It's delicious. And it's so clear. So that's great. We can learn his Torah. But I want to get his bracha. I used to go so many times to get his bracha. Is there a way for us today to get Reb Chaim Kanievsky's bracha? Mamish, unbelievable. Yevamos kuf yudzayin amud alef, Chazal say, if you say advar Torah, in the name of a tzaddik who is no longer here, sfasav doive voice bakever. His lips are moving in the kever. What does that mean? What does that mean? His lips are moving in the kever. What does that mean? Comes none other than the Sefer Hasidim. Who's Sefer Hasidim? Rabbi Yudal Chosid, Rishonim, Rishonim kemalachim, they're like angels. And in Simen Reish Chav Dalet, the Sefer Hasidim says, If you learn the Torah, you say Advar Torah in the name of a tzaddik who's no longer here, he davens for you from above, and he's mamlitz toiv for you. He's a good advocate on your behalf. This is unbelievable. Because when you used to go to Rashbam, you used to get barely a bua. If you're lucky, a bracha v'atzlacha. Here you can force Reb Chaim Kanievsky daven for you. And to be your personal good advocate. So I have an idea. Why don't we all, right now, learn a little shtickle Torah, and we'll force Reb Chaim Kanievsky to daven for us right now. You're in. Aboy say, listen to this. Every single day in Shmoneh Esrei, we say a bracha 3 times a day. And I think that we don't know what we're talking about. By the way, everything I said tonight, including this, I'm talking to myself. You're happening to listen to a private conversation. Not very nice, but you chose to do that. Rabbi said, we say, Teka b'shoifar godoil. What does it mean? Teka b'shoifar. Which shoifar? We say it 3 times a day. Rabbi said, which shoifar? Teka b'shoifar. What shoifar? Shoifar Mashiach. Great. But what's the next word? Teka b'shoifar. Medium size. Not good enough for me. Teka b'shoifar. Godoil. What's Godoil? Ah, you mean the Yemenite, you know those Yemenite shoifars? It's pretty long. Teka b'shoifar. Godoil. And why can't you settle for a regular shoifar? Medium size. You need extra large? What does that mean? A young man in Bnei Brak, 60 years ago, looks at this. Remember, the entire Torah is always open in front of him. And he says, oh, it's Pashut. He finds a Medrash that no one knows that the Medrash even exists. Did you ever hear of Oitzar HaMidrashi, Medrash called Midrash Rashbi? It's a Medrash called Medrash Rav Shimon bar Yochai in Oitzar HaMidrashi. The Medrash says, Michael HaSar HaGodol, Michael the angel will blow the shofar. This shofar is from Elo Shel Yitzhak, from back in the Akedah. He's going to blow it 3 times. VeHaKodesh Baruch Hu will extend it to 1,000 amah. 1,000 amah long shofar. Baruch Hashem, it's Michael who needs to blow it and not us. Who can hold a 1,000 amah long shofar? But why does it have to be 1,000 amah long? So Reb Chaim's wheel started to move. Oh, it's Pashut. Maseches Tamid, Daf Lamed Amud Bet. Who goes to Maseches Tamid? When is the last time you visited Maseches Tamid? Maseches Tamid, Daf Lamed Amud Beis. We learned there about the announcer in Beis Hamidash. His name was Gvini, Gvini Akaros. His voice could be heard all the way to Yericho, that's 10 parsos. On that page, we also learned the shofar of Beis Hamidash would be heard all the way to Yericho, that's 10 parsos. But come the Toisis Yeshonim in Maseches Yuman Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and they say, but wait a second, here it says that Agrippas would hear the sound of the shofar from Beis Hamikdash, and Agrippas was only 3 parsa from Beis Hamikdash, not 10 parsa. So what are you telling me? You can hear the sound of the shofar to the distance of 10 parsa? No, you can only hear it to 3 parsa. The Tosis answer in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that up to the distance of 3 parsa, you can hear the sound of the shofar loud and clear. Thereafter, it's only kol havara. You hear the sound, but it's not clear. Great. But there is a Gilsa in Maseches Shkolim in Yerushalmi, Perek Hey Halacha Aleph, that Agrippas wasn't 3 parsa from Beis Hamikdash, he was 1 parsa from Beis Hamikdash. So we learn from here that up to a distance of a parsa, you can hear the sound of the shofar loud and clear. Great. What's the size of that shofar that was blew, that they blew in Beis Hamikdash? There's no number attached to it. So it must be, it's a regular size shofar. What's a regular size shofar? Nida daf chaf vav amud aleph. We learned there's 5 things which are tefach. The ezov, which you sprinkle on the tameh, the person who's tameh. Shofar, stam shofar. Shofar which closer is tefach. So if you don't give me a number, I'm assuming it's a tefach. So if at 1 tefach long shofar produces a sound that can be heard all the way to the 1 parsa, what if I will take this shofar and multiply it by 6 to make it 1 amah? 6 tefachim to the amah. So if 1 tefach buys me 1 parsa, 6 tefachim will buy me 6 parsos. But what if I continue and I make it into 100 amah shofar? 100 times 6, 600 parsa. But what if I want to walk in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and will extend the shofar like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? 1,000 amah. How many parsos do we gain? They all fell asleep.
6,000 pasim. Perfect, because in Psochim, Sadi Daled Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Shisa Alfei Parsei Havei Alma. The size of the world is 6,000 pasos. Rashi two perushim. The second perush Rashi explains, 6,000 pasos to one direction and 6,000 pasos to the other direction. Perfect. Michael Hasar HaGodol will stand in the middle of the world. He will sound that 1,000 amma long shofar. Loud and clear, you'll be able to hear him 6,000 pasos to one direction and 6,000 pasos to the other direction. V'haya b'yomahu yeshem echad u'shmo yechad. Who does this? A young man in Bnei Brak 60 years ago. When the entire Torah, back then, is already all open in front of him. But more importantly for us, you know what we did now? We forced Abraham Konievsky to daven for us. And to be Mamlitz Tov for us. You know, there's one more bracha in the Shemoneh Esrei that I think doesn't get enough attention. Again, talking about myself. But we know that when there's somebody sick, Chalila, we know where to run to. Refa'inu Hashem. And if one needs a little more parnasa, you go to Birkas Hashanim. And if you don't understand the Tosfos and Dafyoimi Yepamois, so you go to Atachoin El Adam Das. How much kavana do we really have when we say Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaye Hameisim? Chaye Hameisim. What's shachus to me? Avoisai, if we all daven with a little more kavana Mechaye Hameisim, and we say Ribbono Shel Olam, we know that you have the koyach to be Mechaye Hameisim. And we really want Chiyas HaMeisim. So Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring Chiyas HaMeisim. And then, Malkeinu Beroshenu, Maran Saratoy Reb Chaim Kanievsky will come back, along with Achsam Soifer, with Rabbi Akiva Egyo, with the Rambam, with Rashbi, with Avos HaOidam, Avrom, Yitzchak VeYaakov. Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zoichet to it, Bekorov BeYameinu, Omen VeOmen.
Okay. Rabbi Passon has his svarim here if anyone would like to purchase some svarim. Mm.